This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Korea's health minister said on Wednesday the country reported more than 2,200 new daily COVID-19 cases, a record since the pandemic began last January, as the country grapples with its worst COVID-19 outbreak to date. He says infections have spiked due to the spread of the more transmissible Delta variant and a rise in domestic travel over summer, despite having tough distancing measures in place for over a month. South Korea has been struggling since July to tame outbreaks, first largely in metropolitan Seoul, but have since spread nationwide. Only 16% of South Korea's 52 million people have been fully vaccinated, while 42% have received at least one dose. The government's target is for 70% to have at least received one shot by September. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a, quote, huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with, quote, hostile acts. The statement made a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week, and South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.